Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. I'm just going to try a different CD player for that. Ew, boy. Hopefully that works. CD looks okay, doesn't it? Maybe clean it up a little bit. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. With you for the next hour, broadcasting to you from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Okay, let's give this another try. What you're listening to is Wounded Lion with their single Friendly. They were part of the South by Southwest Music Festival, where I was for the past week, ending on Monday. It was amazing. It's everything people said it would be, and it was really great. So I saw a ton of bands, so that's what today is all about, is kind of a recap of some of the great bands that I saw and some of the highlights. The first band I saw in Austin was Wounded Lion, and it was one of my favorites. It was my best discovery. I didn't know Wounded Lion before I went down there, and it was... Oh, they were so good. Okay, let's try it again. Please work. Lion. They have an album coming out in April on In the Red Records. Definitely worth checking out. It was they're so good. I only saw them once, which was too bad. They played that first night with the OCs, who are one of my favorite bands, and I managed to see them three times, which was the best. Okay, so today we're going to hear some Rocky Erickson, some Death, some Dame Funk, Pearl Harbor, The Sandwiches, a bunch of other people. But I'm going to start off with Rocky Erickson. He was in a band called the 13th Floor Elevators, an Austin psychedelic band from the late 60s, early 70s. He's had his troubles. He's been, he's struggled with a lot of things, but he is about to put out an album with Aukerville River. Not my favorite band. They're from Austin as well. They're okay. A lot of people like them, though, so that's nice. I'm not going to knock that. But they performed with Rocky Erickson in Austin, and that was one of the many highlights. Top five moments, seeing Rocky Erickson. And he performed the kind of big hit that the 13th Floor Elevators had. It's called You're Gonna Miss Me, and this is a live version from an album Rocky Erickson put out a little while ago called Casting the Runes. So let's give that a listen, and then we're going to hear some Big Star. If you listened to the show last week when Luke Meat filled in, thank you very much, Luke. Alex Chilton, the lead singer of Big Star, died last week, just a couple of days before they were supposed to reunite for South by Southwest. It was a huge loss, very sad, untimely death. He was 59, I think, but, you know, had many more years of music in him, so sad loss, especially given that they were just about to play at South By. But we're going to hear a Big Star song as well. There was recently a box set called Keep an Eye on the Sky, a huge box set of Big Star stuff. Well worth your time as well. Okay, here we go. Let's just listen to some Rocky Erickson and have me stop talking. Okay, bye.
This one is an old hymn, an old church hymn. They play in old Baptist church houses on a little old wooden piano. I mean, organ. We'll be right back.
Yeah. CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Come on, 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 come on
That was the OCs from their 7-inch Tidal Wave is the name of that song. Put out by Woodcyst a couple years ago. I think 2009, maybe? Last year. I bought it last year, probably from last year. I would have brought in their most recent LP, Help, because the opening song on that is killer, and that's what they opened with each time they were in Austin. But carrying around vinyl today when I had my bike and it was raining seemed like a bad idea. So instead you get a 7-inch. But if you've if you get a chance to pick up either of their last two LPs, The Master's Bedroom is worth spending a night in, or Help, both very, very worth your time. There's a bunch of other stuff as well, but those two albums in particular, and The Master's Bedroom has just been re-released by In the Red Records, so there should be LP versions of that again. Before that, we heard Death for the Whole World to See. The song is called Keep on Knockin'. The album's called For the Whole World to See. That was put out by Drag City last year. They was recorded in the early 70s. Death are three people, two brothers and another guy from Detroit. They were kind of inspired by Iggy and the Stooges and the MC5 and stuff like that, but also brought in their background as black musicians to kind of create this punk-funk hybrid, and they were phenomenal. That was the last band that I saw when I was in Austin, and they were amazing. They were super great, and they were so exuberant and happy to be there, and it was just so uplifting to see this band 30 years after they recorded their album getting a chance to perform it at a place like South by Southwest. Before that, Big Star with their song The Ballad of El Gudo, and at the top, Rocky Erickson with You're Gonna Miss Me. We're gonna shift gears here a bit. Dame Frunk is from LA. He is a very funky fellow. I saw him a couple times, including opening for Death, or he played right before them. He has an album out called To Each His Own. Unfortunately, he doesn't sing on any of the tracks that I've heard from this album, so we're going to listen to one of his instrumentals. Live, he brings out a keytar, and he had two different mics, one for vocoder and one for reverb. Pretty cool stuff. I guess he didn't have a pedal, but you don't need two pedals if you have two mics. But yeah, so we're going to hear the song Hood Pass Intact. After that, we're going to hear some Das Racist. They, known for their combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut song. Very catchy song. Incredibly catchy. So good. But they really don't understand that most of the people, like 90% of the people that were at the show, only know them from that song, only really care about them because of that song, and they really condescended to them. At the very end of the set, they hadn't played the song yet, and they were like, okay, we're going to do 30 seconds of it, and then just, like, phoned it in. Ooh. It was pretty brutal. But I will not knock that song. It is catchy novelty rap number, for sure. And then after that, some Javelin and some Holy F. I can say it. Holy Fuck from Toronto. Let's get to it. This is Dame Funk. We'll be right back.
Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
Nah.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What?
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza.
Yeah.
I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What?
Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, Jamaica I'm Avenue. Right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
That's where I'm at. Where you at? No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut.
What?
right, that's we're listening to Holy Fuck from their album. We're listening to their self-titled album, and the song is called Super Inuit. Before that, we heard Javelin from their album Jams and Gems. Tell Me What Will It Be? Take Two. Before that, Das Racist from their album We Made It with the song Accommodation Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. It's a great song, so catchy. And at the top, we heard Dame Funk with the song Hood Pass Intact. Concert listings, there's so much happening between now and the end of May in town. It's really awesome. I hope you guys are well rested, because there's going to be so much to do. On right now, over the next few days, is the Fake Jazz Wednesdays Fake Jazz Festival. So that's happening all across town. It started last night at the Western Front, or at Lick last night. But tonight it's happening at the Western Front, where Glaciers, Archipelago, Rachel Wadham, and Shane Krause, and Scant Intone, and The Reader are playing. Tomorrow night it's also at the Western Front, where Flat Gray is going to be playing. And then on Saturday, there's a couple venues, Western Front and Secret Location. The Secret Location is a bit of a noisier set, and the earlier one has Giorgio Magnesi, Kendrick James, a bunch of people. And then there's also a pancake breakfast at Casa della Artista on Sunday morning. So check that out. Other shows happening in the next little while. Tonight, King Kong and Barbecue are playing at the Biltmore with White Lung and Twin Crystals. You can RSVP to that show and get in for free, but I think it's going to be absolutely insane. There's a over 1,000-person guest list already built up for that. It's put on by a car company. I don't know. But I think it's going to be pandemonium. So if you really want to see them, get there early. Also tonight, Walter TV, Wallace, and Coben are at Honey. On Friday, White Lung are playing with New Sensei, MT40, Haunted Beard, and Forced Laughter at Roy G. Biv. Whew, that's going to be a hot night. Saturday night, the show of the week is Diamond Rings from Toronto. I saw him in South By. He is super adorable and awesome and definitely worth going to. And it's a great cause. It's No More Strangers, the night that Whitney Cooper puts on. It's their one-year anniversary. So definitely try to make it down to Funky Winkerbeans that night. Also, though, at the Biltmore, Petroleum Byproducts are playing as a part of Glory Days. And earlier in the night, Acid Mother's Temple is going to be playing. And Serena Manesh is playing at the Media Club. Whew! On the 29th, Monday, Symbols Eat Guitars are playing with Bare in Heaven. That's at the Biltmore. Small Black and Washed Out are playing at the Media Club on the 30th. And Montreal's Think About Life are playing at the Media Club on the 31st. A few things going into April. Adam Green is at the Media Club on the 1st. Pierced Arrows are playing with Canada's own Lullaby Orchestra at the Biltmore on the 3rd. Basketball is playing that same night at the Astoria. Surfer Blood are playing with Turbo Fruits at the Biltmore. Congress is playing with Sports and Taxes at the Astoria on the 9th. And that's all I'm going to say. So you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, we're going to hear some kind of dreamy pop music. This is Sunny and the Sunsets from San Francisco, California.
Walking all along, like a dog that don't belong. Oh, wow, stranded. When I threw a smile your way, you act so cold. You can't play. Oh, la 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 la.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000.
Everywhere. It is all
we all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
that was Pearl Harbor from L.A., a couple of sisters. Yeah, they're like 20-year-olds or less, and they're making this beautiful music. they're on the Mexican Summer label, and that was the EP, Something About the Chaparrals. Before that, we heard Sunny and the Sunsets from their 7-inch, The Hypnotist. That was the song Stranded. Stranded. Sunny and the Sunsets are also on an amazing San Francisco compilation called In a Cloud. If you can track that down, it's killer. Lots of great, great stuff. And really does a great snapshot of all the great music that's being done in San Francisco right now, as far as I know from a distance, but lots of great stuff. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, King Kong and Barbecue. Good luck getting in there. Playing with White Lung and Twin Crystals. Tomorrow, Jason Collette. On Saturday, the early show is Acid Mother's Temple, and the late show is Glory Days with Petroleum Byproduct. On Monday, Cymbals Eat Guitars is playing with Bears in Heaven, and on Tuesday is Blowfly. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. We don't have too much time. Oh, we have, like, nothing left. Oh, I hate that. Okay, we're going to quickly play a Duchess Says song. They're from Montreal. They kick some serious ass, they even tackled Ado Van Bremen from Unfamiliar Records and Brasternaut. It was hilarious. Here we go. Let's quickly listen to this song, and then we're going to play one more after that. So this is the song Melon from their album Anthologie de Trois Pêcheurs, bien sûr. That was Duchess Says with their song Melon. So thanks so much for listening to Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks again to Luke for filling in last week. Oh, so loud. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you check out the blog, dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com, there'll be a bunch of videos and photos and stuff like that if you are at all interested. Hey, on the air. Hey. Yeah, go check that out. And if you like what you heard, go listen to the podcast at CITR.ca. I'm going to close things out with Diamond Rings. He's playing at Funky's on Saturday. Go see it. And this is the song Wait and See, a new 7-inch that he put out on Tom Lab. All right, thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.
something different. How should I know whether I should trust my instinct farther than I can throw? Oh, playing with the double dagger, changing the rules, hanging down and out past midnight with the freaks and the ghouls. Retaliating with silence, running away in place, chancing upon situations out of my league. I just need some provocation, and I'm down on my knees.